The first reading, a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. The apostles and elders, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter they delivered to them. "The apostles and the elders, your brothers, and the brothers of Antioch and Syria and Cilicia of Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to choose representatives to send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey this same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell." The word of the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a song of praise with new hearts, bless his name. Sing to the Lord a song of praise to all the earth, his deeds proclaim. Sing to the Lord a song of praise with new hearts. His name. Sing to the Lord a song of praise to all the earth, his deeds proclaim. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. He is to be feared for his righteousness. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord God brings new life. Sing to the Lord a song of praise with new hearts, bless his name. Sing to the Lord a song of praise to all the earth, his deeds proclaim. In this world of change, he is secure. Worship the Lord for who he is and all he's made. Bow before him, all the earth. Sing to the Lord a song of praise with new hearts, bless his name. Rejoice, and the earth be forest will be free to sing. For our Lord has come to judge the earth in righteousness, in his truth.
A reading from the book of Revelation. The angel took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed and on which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stone as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Father will love him and we will come to him.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, that you, when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed
indeed. And so hopefully you've been doing as I've told you before about how to spend time listening to God's voice, to shepherd's voice, by listening to the reading the readings before you get here sometime during the week and asking God to speak to you. Because especially the gospel, it's filled with all kinds of fantastic things. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Peace I leave you. All those things that God might have said to you differently than what I'm going to talk to you about. Because what I'm going to talk to you about is the very first line. And when we get to the very first line, Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and the Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." So first of all, Jesus, as we've been hearing, connects love and obedience. We can't just say we love God without obeying God. It's the part of the reality of how we prove we love God, huh? This past week, I was speaking in South Bend, Indiana, and then the next day, I had to drive and speak in Ashtabula. Well, as I was driving, I stopped at one of the places on Ohio, you know, the rest areas they have there. And again, I was just trying to get a piece of pizza for lunch or something to get before I got to the next place. And so I had my collar off the top because, again, I've put some weight on since my mother's died and before with all the stress. So I had my collar off, but I was all in black. And so I go and order a piece of pizza, which I shouldn't be eating. But anyway, and so then I go and I was getting my pop. And while I'm ordering a pizza, this guy is like right there, you know, right there. And, you know, I like space. I don't know if anybody knows, but I need some space. And so he's right there and he's like looking at me. And then and I'm just kind of like, what's going on here? And so he says, "Hey, did you ever see the billboard that says, 'You will meet Jesus when you die'?" And I says, "Yes." And he says, "Well, you know, that's not true." I said, "Oh, that's nice." And so I went to get some pop. And then he starts with me and he says, "You can meet Jesus today, sir, while you're still living. You don't have to wait till you die." And so he goes, what he was trying to do was convert me is what he was trying to do. That was his opening line. And so finally I sat there and said, "Sir, I will go to heaven because Jesus died for my sins. Can we get this out of the way right now?" I said, "I'm a Catholic priest." "Oh," he says, "so you think you Catholics think you can buy your way into heaven." That set me off. And he says, "Why are you getting so angry?" I wasn't going to go through the whole anger management thing with him. And today we're going to be focusing on patience combats wrath. So I don't need to listen to that today because I was getting wrathful. I said, "Sir, that's not what we believe. You haven't a clue." And then he started some more and I said, "Sir, just let me go." I had a wrathful moment. He says, "Why are you getting upset?" I said, "Because I just wanted a piece of pizza. That's all I wanted, and you had a start with me. So if you want to start, I'm leaving." So that was the end of it. So, but we do not believe we earn heaven by obeying. We believe that we prove we love Jesus by obeying. There's a humongous difference there. If you love me and obey my word or listen to my word, and he talked about this again and again, obedience is how we prove we love God. And when that doesn't happen, then there's consequences for that, huh? You saw Pelosi today, this past week, with the bishop saying she can't receive communion. Well, why? And it shouldn't just be her. It should be everyone who doesn't obey God's word, right? Because it's not communion isn't a reward for doing God's will. Communion is, though, a way that we show that we obey God. Huh? So it should be everyone if I'm not obeying the will of God. And as we've heard through these last weeks, when Jesus says, "Keep my word," or his commandment is the other thing, what is the commandment of Jesus? That we love one another. And that includes babies in the womb. We include all people in that. We include people who agree with us, people who don't agree with us. People who are pro-life, people who are pro-choice. People who are for refugees, people who are not. We must love our enemies, according to Jesus. This is not an option. So if we're not doing that, we should not be receiving communion, period. Because Jesus says, or John says later, when he's making this real, again, as I've heard the last couple of weeks, if we say we love God and hate our brother, what does St. John say we are? A liar. So Jesus brings love and obedience, and he says it cannot be separated, first thing. Now, when we do this, when we obey God and we love God, Jesus says the Father will love us. Just to be loved by the Father. And the reason, it's not like if you do this, you get this. That means if you and I love people, we become incarnate love. And since God is love, we're part of the reality of love. And then when we do this, it goes even deeper. And he says, and we will be with you, or make our home in you, is the old translation. In a Greek, it means the same thing. That we then, when we become people who obey God and love the way he does, and when the God, the Father of the universe, loves us, then it says, God isn't just up there. God is in here. We become the tabernacle of God. I can tell you what one of the biggest problems is with Catholics. We all have our own. But one of the biggest things with us is that we leave Jesus in the tabernacle. Correct? You know, again, some churches, we don't do this here. I explicitly forbid it. But the people sit there and wait till the door closes to the tabernacle before they sit down. Why? Because Jesus is in that tabernacle. I know. But that same Jesus you just received into your heart and soul. So where is Jesus? He's in you. Why are you looking there? Because it's easy to keep Jesus in that tabernacle so we can go do what the heck we want to do for the rest of our day. Uh-uh. Once you receive the Lord God of the universe, you become the living tabernacle of God. So your job and my job, if God dwells within us, is to incarnate this love to the rest of the world. So you and I must act as if we're in the front of the tabernacle of God, because we are that tabernacle. Huh? You know, that's just the reality. So sometimes we'll do that well, sometimes we won't do that. When I start arguing with that man at the rest area, I don't think I was being a good example of the incarnation of God, of love. But sometimes, yeah, we all need a kick in the butt. Sometimes that's how God incarnates love into us. But the reality is that the call of God is to be his presence in the world. And not that we are his presence, but that God is inside of us and we bring his presence to everyone we meet. So today, Jesus challenges us to live what we believe. He challenges us. If we say we love him, then we obey him in all things. And if we love him, we become like him, and God dwells inside of us. And now our job is to show the world Jesus. So we got to get out of the way. For some of you, that's much easier than for me. But this is the call for all of us. You got it? You get it? You're going to live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.